Blog Talk Radio. Trying to speak on
me. Don't speak on me.
What's going on, everybody? This is Tim Ball for Angry Fans Radio. You already know what the fuck it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fans, Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yo, what's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement. You already?
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. You already?
So we got fucking A-Verb coming on the show today. But before we get to Verb, we got to talk about this T-Rex shit. He posted that he is done. He is retiring.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. He's finished. What's your guys' take on that?
Yo, I want to say, like that's good because from what he said Tyrese opened up some new doors for him. So I think that's a good look right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a good look for Tyrese to open up some doors for him. I mean, he is a legend, so he deserves it. We can't be. I want to be greedy as a battle rap fan, tell the nigga, like, nah, I don't leave, you know what I'm saying? But, man, fuck that. If he about to get some paper and shit, I'll feel that shit, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything Capture said. The only thing I wish is that he would have gave us one more battle before he bows. At least we could see him going out, you feel me? And give him his just due as he walk up the stage.
But you know what? Against who, though? I would want it to be a crazy wild grudge match. So it's Hollow. Like, at this point, who would it be?
Hollow.
You think Hollow? Yo, they have been going back and forth from that long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought that for some reason he wanted to kill Cortez. You know what I mean?
No, that's true.
I know. So my guess, I don't know, man.
That's what I was
maybe,
thinking.
Maybe Hollow. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're right. Maybe Hollow.
You know what I mean?
So do you think,
Yeah, Tim.
Do you think he was booked because, you know, he said that all the deposits that I have, I'm going to return? And you guys
that sounds good. That sounds serious. That means he's done.
Yeah, that's how he's done. Yeah. Word.
But you know what? He's been in the game for so long, nonstop. It's not even the fact that he's been in the game for that long. It's the fact that he didn't stop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, that's what's up right there. You know what I'm saying? If he's going to get some bread out of that shit, I don't mind that shit. I mean, at the end of the day, it comes down to doing what you got to do. And battle rap obviously played a part in him getting where he is. Where he
exactly.
Is anyway, so it worked out for him.
So, is it safe to say, fellas, that we believe him more than Hitman Holler that he's going to retire?
I mean, I think that I don't see Rex playing around like this.
Right.
That he's going through some things anyway. I don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's not something I don't think that's not something should you just say to be saying.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, Rex never took a break, so I can't even get mad at him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all think? What you think?
I mean, especially personal stuff, you know, he's had a lot of, I mean, there's been a lot of death over in Dad Mob and his crew, you know, so, I mean, I understand it.
And then he didn't even say retire, actually. He said maybe for a while. Like,
for a while,
like,
yeah.
He didn't close the door. Like, I'm
he left the window open, just a little crack. It's a little crack.
Yeah, there's still a crack.
It's in his blood.
So it's just like, you know,
it's in the nigga's blood, man.
Man.
Yeah.
If you've been doing it for that long, you ain't just going to lose interest in that shit.
Right.
I don't see him not watching battle rap no more and shit. He's still going to follow it and all that shit.
Word. It's damn, T-Rex is retiring. That shit don't even sound right, son.
I don't know. We so used to him. We so used to this nigga battling.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Damn. So we got, and also we have, switching gears a little bit, we have the USF is going to be coming back this Friday, and they have a trailer drop.
I'm just glad that we're going to get a battle from that stage. I'm hyped. It's going to be snow and
AK
double, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that shit. I heard snow was going off, they were saying. I'm hearing they was both going off, but I'm hearing snow was on some other shit in this UFF the whole tournament, so I got to see this. Are you really surprised, though? Like, what do you think about snow?
Yo. I'm fucks with Snow, man. I think he's.
Yeah.
You know, when we talk about battle rap, we talk about so many cats. Well, we forget Snow as a battle rap community. Yeah. We forget to throw his name in a mix of niggas that's on the grind and shit. Why is that?
You know what? Because Snow had two PG battles we've seen. I think for me, what it was that he choked in both of his PG battles. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So I think that's what kind of did it for me. Because you remember he battled Ty Law. And then he battled KG the Poet, and he choked them both of them. So I think that might have been what kind of did it. Like, damn, it's too much pressure.
He didn't choke that bad, though.
I mean,
Hey, fumble. Man, you, fumble.
No. Versus Ty Law, that was not no fumble, my
nigga.
No, versus
Ty Law, he did fuck up, keeping funky
and
shit.
Yeah. Come on, don't do that, nigga. Like, no, I'm saying.
Oh man.
But I think that's what it was for me, really. But I'm not surprised because he's not whack. You feel me?
He's far from whack. Word, son. He is far
way,
from whack.
The way he put his shit together, you know what I'm saying, be crazy and shit.
Yeah.
Who would y'all like to see him battle?
Who would from where? What I mean, from where?
Anywhere, no matter what league. Who would you want to see Snow battle?
Snow.
What would be a good Snow matchup for Snow that we can sit back and be like, damn, this is what it is. On paper, it looks nice. You know?
On stage, it'll be crazy.
Yeah, on stage, it'll be crazy. Both, you know, on paper and on stage.
Snow and
Zach
Rock?
Whoa. No, I take that back. You just hit on the head. Snow and Tay Rock would be fucking interesting, Caps.
Yeah, I think
real
Snow
shit.
And Tay Rock would. I think Snow and Tay Rock would be.
That
cool,
would be
man.
Dope.
True.
Yeah.
I think that would be cool right there. I'm trying to think. Snow is kind of hard to match up.
I said disaster. I don't know. I guess I was way off with that shit. Caps like, hold on, nigga. Disaster. Because they style kind of mesh though. That rapid fast pace.
Like a rapid fast style.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason why I went that route. I don't know. I fucked with Snow, though. But, fellas, even when Mook was on the show, when we was asking him who he liked out of the young boys, he even mentioned Snow when he was on the show with us the first episode. You know what I'm saying? He actually said he fucked with Snow.
I mean, damn, is Snow the best? But is Snow the best out of the PGs?
Wow.
Yo, why did we mention Danny Myers?
We get beat up for mentioning him so much. We got callers telling that we co-signed a man and putting him,
yeah,
stamping him too early.
Be on Twitter, bro. We get called out for that.
Yeah, son. Last week, buddy called in and was like, yo, y'all hyping up Danny Myers. Just a tad bit too much, fellas.
I'm saying he's the one who's leading the PGs in all reality. So, I mean, you got to say him.
You ain't got no problem me saying that, Caps. I co-sign 100.
Let me think. Who else in the... I mean, you got to. He's leading it. Isn't he? It should be hands down. It should be hands down, I would think. That he's leading it.
Is it the best PG class ever? I mean, so far?
No, that's a good question. Because in John and Don's class, it was John.
John B. Magic.
He's so fast on B Magic. It ain't even. It's not even funny.
No,
funny.
I'm just thinking of their battles, man. Come on.
Yo, God damn! I didn't even get to Don out before he said B Magic.
Yeah, you know, come on, it's Timbo, bro. You said B Magic, you already know the radar comes on B.
So it was
early.
Who else?
Yo, was QP in that class too? For Clean?
Oh man, wow. This was a tough class right here, yo.
It was clean.
No,
it was raw.
Any of them, though, I don't think, though.
Clean, raw, yeah.
Clean, it's raw,
JC class,
Magic,
JC.
JC. Or he come a little after.
I think JC was like a year apart from them, I thought.
Yeah, I think
a year apart.
Yeah.
You know why the whole shit be fucked up, my nigga? Is because ain't no motherfucking limit on this shit on how long you there or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
That is true.
Yeah.
The term is just there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter what work you put in nowhere else or nothing. Like, it's crazy.
Caps, I saw your blog that you did the other day when you did the predictions for the guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And one battle you talked about, and I want to get your take more on this because we're on a radio show and Timbo will step into. Arsenal and Young Ill, I'm so confused who to pick in that battle, yo. I know you and Arsenal, I kind of might have to agree with you 2-1, because I don't know what fucking Young Ill I'm going to get, bro. What do you mean?
Listen, it's not, yo, Arsenal is so fucking disrespectful. I don't, you know, I don't know, man. But since the Ill that I saw versus Shine isn't going to do it.
Right.
I don't think he's going to do it.
That's true.
He's going to have to come stronger than that for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Arsenal's going to be wild disrespectful. Come on, my nigga. Like, I can't wait to see this shit to be real with you. Like,
oh, man. Who you got, Timbo?
I got Ars winning that battle, man. I got Ars 2-1 on that.
Clearly?
Yeah, clearly.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, what you think Young L might pull it off?
Caps, that's the thing, man. And you said in your blog, man, you said it the right way. We're never going to see, and I don't want to say the word never, bro, but I don't think we're going to see the Young L that fucking battle Sue Surf and T-Rex.
Yo, if we ever see that L, he's in my top three. If he ever decides to come back, he is in my top three. All
word.
Three rounds, fucking a nigga up. And I'm saying that L, I can rock with all day or night.
Mm.
I don't think I've only seen that L damn near that one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only
right.
time I've seen it. For a three round stretch, that's the only time I've seen that Young L. That's my mm-hmm. problem. I think he should have clearly been 3-0 in DNA and shit like that, Rich Dollars and shit. And he wasn't doing that, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He had
you know
a
what,
battle with Rex. That was cool.
You know a battle I didn't like from him? In both parties. Well, I thought him and JC would have had a classic, and that shit was just...
But here's the whole thing about the JC battle. From my understanding, didn't they say some shit about there was a fight in the crowd or some shit before that?
Oh,
that was Armageddon. That was the Armageddon event. Yo, that event was crazy. There was only about 150 people in that crowd, by the way.
Damn,
when they battled.
It was mad. It wasn't nobody on the stage either, word.
Nah.
That's what I'm saying.
It was locked down.
Did half the venue, I'm saying for that JC, it was before the JC match?
Yeah.
Timbo, you was in the building,
JC
right?
Match.
In Detroit, my dude. It was in Detroit.
Young L and JC was in New York, bro.
That was in New York.
I'm thinking my old rap, my fault. Okay. So what happened? I'm saying, was that before the match?
What do you mean? Was what? Oh, the whole, when everything happened?
Yeah, because that's the reason why everybody said the crowd wasn't feeling JC and Young L. That was the excuse that was being told.
That's because the whole thing with that was, you know, everyone was trying to get in there because, you know, it was a last-minute venue change. And then there ended up being a fight. So then the Gramercy locked down the entire venue. So about 100 people in there were staff and, like, media people. And there was probably about maybe 50 to 75 fans, maybe 100 tops in there. But
damn.
These guys wrote their rounds for, you know, Webster's Hall, which is 2,000 people, you know. So the crowd was into it. And they didn't even want to go first. They didn't want – nobody wanted to go on stage. Nobody wanted to battle. But Smack came down and said, yo, Young L and JC, you guys are up. You know, you guys are going first. And they weren't too happy about it, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. So it wasn't, like, the best stage for these niggas and all that shit. Like,
no.
I heard the niggas say that shit.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them a pass, though. Like, I expected more, too. You know I expected more.
Yeah, of
but
course,
you could
of course.
Really tell if you
yeah.
look at that shit. Niggas wasn't into that shit, yo.
At all, son. That whole body language is like, I'm just here right now, you know, fuck it. It's a battle,
yeah.
but.
Hey, yo, what you think about JC and B-Magic, yo? It's a toss-up for me in all reality, but I'm leaning towards JC because his haymakers be, like, serious.
I'm a Magic. 2-1.
You going with Magic? I know 2-1. I'm the underdog in this one right here, man. I just think that. I do. Like, I don't mind being wrong and shit at times and shit. I just think that JC, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that he needs to turn it up, and this is going to be a good opportunity if he beats B-Magic. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Like,
yeah.
I think that B-Magic, but I think it will got to be Magic, so he has a reason, you know what I'm saying, to turn up too. But I really want JC to beat this nigga. Like,
is JC top 10, fellas?
Yeah, I ain't
no.
gonna like my answer. What do y'all think?
No.
Not them?
Nah, I don't have
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. This is not, that's not even a question. This is the question. Does it really fucking matter if he's top 10?
Yeah,
you're right.
This is why I'm saying that.
Does top 10 have the best bars?
Not necessarily. Top 10 just mean that you've been doing it for a long time. It doesn't mean you got the best bars, to be honest.
Yeah.
It really doesn't.
Top
well,
10
I
doesn't really
mean shit
to me right now.
Because if we're going by how much work you put in,
JC put a lot of work in, though.
He put a lot of work.
Yeah.
I don't
was
know.
Was he battling big
like,
names, though? Besides Clips. Is he battling? I know he battled Clips.
Hey, yo, T-Rock, you ain't shit, yo. You know what the fuck.
No, I'm saying, has
shit,
he battled,
yo.
Like, top dogs besides Clips?
T-Rock.
Yeah, T-Rock.
Don't do that. He battled
T-Rock. No. The reason I was doing that, Caps, I'm thinking to myself, is T-Rock in the same boat as JC? Like, you know what I mean?
Nah, Tay-Rock is a vet in this shit. Niggas gotta remember how young Tay-Rock was when he was doing this shit.
He was mad young, but really he didn't get his recognition until he battled Clips and shit. And after Clips, I mean, no one talked about Tay-Rock for a hot minute. He was in a milk carton box. You know what I mean? But I'm glad for a nigga like Tay-Rock to get 3-0'd and now making noise, man. That's what's up. That just shows niggas that, yo.
Yo, but I don't think it was like the way everybody else makes it out to be honest with you.
Nah, son. Chris got that boy that work, though, fam.
He gave him that work, but it's not like Tay-Rock had zero bars.
Yeah, bars, but 3-0, though, like.
It was 3-0. It was a 3-0, but I mean, it's not like he didn't fight back. The second
no,
and
he
the third
back.
Round,
he fought back.
The first round is when he just got like fucked up the first round altogether. Then the second and the third is when he started turning up.
Did he beat Cortez, right, fellas? Am I right on that? True or false?
Did he beat Cortez?
Tay Tay.
Yeah. He beat Cortez.
That's what it is.
Well, you know what? I would really like to go back and watch that battle again, but he beat him though.
I know people saying, oh, he had mad Spanish jokes, and I know Cortez saying that after the battle, he had mad Spanish jokes. But, hey, it is what it is, a battle. You know what I'm saying? Niggas always gonna talk about DNA's moms, his teeth. Niggas always gonna talk about Arsenal.
I'm tired of hearing about DNA moms. I'm tired of hearing about Arsenal being the school bus driver.
And Squidward clarinet.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really hear nobody talk about that much no more. And then it's like, if you're going to talk about that, why aren't you talking about fucking, like, when Hollow be doing shit like that?
Generator?
Yeah, the Anycom and the Generator. The Mortal Kombat bars and shit. I mean, niggas be picking and choosing who they do that shit with.
Right. But you're right, though, Caps. JC got to turn up big time in this battle. And I think if he beats B-Magic, nigga got to give him his motherfucking judge, too. Because B-Magic ain't no fucking, you know.
You would. You'll give him his props if he beat B-Magic, man.
We have to.
And then you got to think about this also, you know what I'm saying? You also got to think about the fact that JC last battle was K-Rock, I think, right?
Nah, Danger Zone, wasn't it?
Oh, damn, isn't it? But Danger Zone was... That was January, what, 3rd or 4th?
Yeah, that was... That was a good battle, though, but actually edged it to Danger Zone. I don't know about you fellas, but...
You edged it to Danger Zone?
Yeah. Just edged it, though. It was... I can't be mad if a nigga beat JC. I just thought Danger Zone had better material. Not taking up from JC, but...
Me, personally, myself, I edged it to JC, to be honest with you.
JC, I hope you know this nigga Caps be riding for you, son.
Yeah,
long as I know this nigga, he be riding for you, my nigga. On some real shit, son.
Don't do that, nigga, because I can admit when he loses.
No. Of course, son. You gonna keep it 100. Of course. Come on, now. I ain't saying that, but you
nice,
know what I'm
man.
Saying?
Let me be fucking sleeping on JC, son.
You think so, though?
Huh?
You think niggas be sleeping on JC?
I think so, yo. I don't think niggas really be giving that nigga credit and shit, yo.
But Caps, he's coming off Battle of the Year basically in 2012 with Chilla.
I mean, I would like to get past that battle, like, you know?
It's going to be hard, though, because he hasn't surpassed that battle. That battle, you know what I'm saying? JC was on his pin game, bro.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. JC, I don't know, my nigga, like... We'll see, man. What about Clips and Hitman? I really be thinking about this shit. I think Hitman said some shit on Twitter like he was going 3-0 Clips.
Hitman always say that.
I asked Hitman straight up how many gun bars he has for Clips, and he said 3 rounds full.
He said 3 rounds?
I will say this. If Charlie Clips wins round 1, he's 3-0. Remember I said this. If he wins round 1... Because we all know Hitman first round is going to be fucking bonkers. If this nigga wins round 1, I'm talking about Charlie Clips, it's going to be a long night for fucking Hitman Holler. If he wins round 1.
I mean, Holler's not tweeting. I mean, Clips ain't tweeting. He ain't joking. I don't know what this nigga is doing and shit. Like,
who you got, Timbo?
Oh, man. I still go with Clips, man. I think Clips is going to get a 2-1.
2-1. I got that too. 2-1.
Hitman going to get that first.
You think? I think if I'm Charlie Clips, he has to know I got to get round one. I have to. In fact, if I'm Clips, his first round got to be his best round, I think.
His first round?
Yeah, B.
But I think Clips could. The easiest round for him to take is going to be the second and third, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's why I say you got to get the round one, Caps, for what you just said.
If this is Hitman's last battle, he's going to go hard.
I don't believe that shit.
No? You don't think it's his last battle?
I don't think it's his last battle, man. I just don't believe that shit, man. The nigga has a fan base. The nigga, I mean, you seen Queens Club call up the show and tell us he's one of the most respected niggas when his asking price for money and shit. He packs the doors. Hitman Holler, niggas love that nigga, B. I can't say a nigga just walking away and bowing out, you know. I think he's just doing that. I don't know. What you think, guys? I don't know.
But
I could be wrong, but.
Look. You got to think about it, my nigga. If they have better things, like bigger things to do than battle rap, I mean.
Of course. Of course.
Like, let's look at T-Rex, like we were just saying.
Well, why do I believe T-Rex more than Hitman, though?
Why
do I believe T-Rex more than Hitman?
I mean, I don't know.
I'm bugging, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know, my nigga. Like, that's a good question.
Well, and see, I got Big K.
You got Big K.
No, I'm missing Big K. I got Big Cannon. And I hate to use this word. I got him beating the shit out of Big T, B. I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say, you know why I'm not going to say beating the shit out of him? Because Big T knows that a lot of people got Big Cannon. He knows that.
He better know that shit.
I'm glad to see that. He knows that a lot of niggas got Big Cannon. I think that he knows. You got to think about it, my nigga. Like, this is for the Battle of Chicago.
Chicago,
like,
word.
This ain't just a regular battle. Like, if Big T rules, the whole city watching that shit.
Who's the underdog, fellas, going in?
That's the question right there. That's a good question. If you really want to break that shit down
for
how they styles is, my nigga, the fact that Big Cannon can rebuttal half a round, my nigga, is very fucking dangerous, son.
I agree with Timbo. Timbo just said that he thinks Big T is the underdog. I agree with that.
He might be, yo. I got to be honest with you. He might be.
50 Cent can't help you out, Big T. Nah, bro.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Are we missing another battle?
Slave.
Slave and Showtime? Man. We wait till Showtime come on in. I'll let Mr. Showtime know. What it is
about
that one right there.
DNA YK.
YK.
Yeah.
2-1.
That's what I got.
I got YK.
Yeah.
DNA got to show me
it's
something. YK, he just. And we discussed DNA the other day, fellas.
Hey, yo, I got Verb on the line, yo.
Uh-oh. Hit his music, Timo.
Yeah.
Hit his music.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we
no, you know what? We don't need music over here just yet.
We're going to give you a little entrance music that you like, you know?
All right, well, okay, well, let's go ahead. Let's do that then, huh?
All right, all right.
What's the word?
What's
y'all
good,
got me for real?
You got you for real, there, go.
Yeah, okay. Now, okay. What's up, man?
What's good, bro?
What's the word?
We know you're coming through, man. We know what time it is.
All right, okay. There it goes, man. We in a good mood. What's going on?
Nah, yo, on some real shit, yo, this Angry Fan, yo, we appreciate you coming on. You heard?
Oh, man, you know, I do all this type of shit. All the negative energy, I enjoy it. You know.
I hear that shit. Yo, so what's up? Are you ready? You ready for Sway? What's going on?
Oh, yeah, you know, man, you know, I've been here before. You know, I've been in these situations before, so, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, it's like, that shit like clockwork with me, you know?
I feel you. I feel you. We had Swave on Friday, actually. Swave seems focused, man. Swave seems focused. I can't lie.
Yeah, they all do. You know, like, it's just when people get it fucked up a lot of times. Like, I can't control what he's wrote, you know? I mean, well, y'all have some surprises. Because one thing about battle rap is always telling each other. So I got a small blueprint of what it is. But, you know, but at the end of the day, I say this. He can't control my thoughts, and I can't control his. Therefore, like, this is, I've been here before. I've been in these championship games. I've been on the court when it was taking the last shot. I've done that. He hasn't. So I'm not concerned about if he focused or not. You know, you can, a lot of niggas that see me be focused, I just make them look like they not. That's just the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know, none of that shit don't matter. You know? So, because here's the thing. A lot of the fans, they gas in the situation. But this is what y'all got to understand. When that coin going there, ain't nobody there but me and him.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. Like, I mean, the nigga been hunting me. He got me. So he's got to do some shit. I need to hear some shit I ain't never heard.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is this like when Old Red was doing the same thing? Because Old Red was chasing you for a minute too, remember?
Yeah, like they all chase me. But then when they get me, that's when they understand shit ain't what you thought it was. You feel me? Like, the thing is, anytime I've been hunted or a nigga's just been pressuring me, then when they finally get me, shit don't go the way they think it's going to go.
Let me ask you a question, Verb. This three letter man.
Yeah.
This battle should have been going down 2 years ago. Do you feel that it's lost its luster because this is 2 years in the making?
I mean, well, you know, I can't even say that. I say, you know, it's exciting because Swave has made it exciting with the hunting me. You feel me? Mm. So, I mean, because I don't hunt Swave. So he has definitely kept it alive to where the fans assumed that I was ducking him. And you know, I think that he did a good job of keeping that part alive. He's hunted others, too, like Head Ice, and shit didn't go that way either. But the thing is, when you hunt a nigga, you better make sure you put a bullet in this nigga head. Because if you piss him off, that's when you get a whole nother thing. You understand? Like, see, the thing is, like, Cortez, that's my boy. Cortez hunted me.
Mm-hmm.
He hunted me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it ain't no fun when that rabbit got that gun. And the thing is, when I was on stage with Tez, you know, as the night was going on, Tez was talking to me. He was like, he said, I'm killing you tonight, so it ain't. And I said, Cortez, don't look at me. I'm a god. Don't look at me.
You feel me?
Nigga, motherfucker. No. I'm being honest with you. Tez is my boy. And one thing that I love about Tez will say, I heard put that bullet in me. You know,
he didn't say that, though. You know,
he keep it real because he said to me, look, I thought I was ready for that shit, and I wasn't ready for that shit. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is, niggas don't know what I'm prepared to do. I don't know exactly what Slave do. I know some things, but I don't know exactly what he's going to do. So I don't know what he's prepared to do. So the only thing, the way to figure that out is when that night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything can happen in battle. Anything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything. But, you know, so you can't go in the battle and say that he's going to kill me or I'm going to kill him. But I'm just saying, I'm in a position. I've been here before. I've defended. I fought with my back on the wall. This ain't nothing for me.
Yeah. Yo, when we first started this show, Verb, we did our very first show. We did a Mount Rushmore, right?
Uh-huh.
And I got to say, man, to hear a lot of people call in and throw your name in the mix and say Verb needs to be on our Mount Rushmore, I was like, I had to really check myself. Like, damn, a lot of people fuck with Verb.
You know what? I put it like this. You know, a lot of people respect me. You know, I was the first that they seen on the magnitude that, you know, I opened the door for a lot of Midwest rappers. You see what I'm saying? Like when I took SB, I talked a different language to them. You know what I'm saying? So I opened the door for a lot. So you have to sit me there. You know what I'm saying? I've seen the most adversity. I've had my back against the wall the most amount of time. I'm one of the most hated. I get called out the most. You have to put me there. You understand?
I was going to say, how come you were not Midwest Miles or X Factor?
Oh, okay, but you know what? I feel like this. X Factor and Miles were legends to us, you know? So it's like when you know, battle rap has eras. I think the newer wave doesn't have that era yet. They don't have that star power yet, but I think it has eras. Like, you got to think, you got the Mook era, you got the Mook Jones era, you got the Cardi, 40 Cal, Fight Club era, you got, then you have us. Then you have me, Goods, Ars, Ice, you know, Hitman, that era. You got that era, and then now you got this era. So I think, you know, for the most part, I've done what I'm supposed to do, and I rep where I'm from well. I don't back down. I don't bend. I don't kiss ass. I represent evolution and change. See, I'm one of them slaves that decide who in the cotton field. Like, I ain't picking this shit. See what I mean? I'm one of them type of slaves. Like, that's just like, hey, boss, it's too hot. My pick ain't swing. It's too hot. I ain't doing it. Fuck that. Dude, beat me. There it goes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather just chain myself up to the tree, take the lashes, and go back to my cut. You know what I'm saying? That's how right. I do it. You know what I'm saying? So that work out good for me.
I give you a lot of props, though, man, because I know the Midwest came together, but you still battle niggas from Midwest. You battle Miles, X-Factor, Hitman. I got to, you know what I'm saying, when a lot of them niggas don't want to battle each other.
I take any, because the thing is, our job is to provide a show for y'all, right? So
right.
if you know, I have no problem sparring with my brothers and going in there and doing what I got to do with them. That don't make us no less of partners. It's just I'm a competitor. If I want to be the best nigga, I got to see the best niggas. You know what I'm saying? But see, the difference is between how shit is right now, the new Midwest niggas, they didn't move like how we move. Like, when you had me, X-Factor, Miles, Hitman, Eel, Big T, that lineup of niggas, we stuck together. We shot together. Nowadays, the new Midwest lineup, these niggas want to be friends with enemies. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't free the slaves for y'all to be cool with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That's not, like, I freed the slaves. You know what I'm saying? I showed y'all the way out. You know what I'm saying? I said, listen, take these woods, jump on this horse right here, swim 2 miles. I showed them that. So I didn't do all that work for y'all to be cool with the white man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. So
Verb,
you got
all these people grouping up. Now you got, like, crews and stuff like that. Does that take away for the fan of what we can see, battles
Well, you know, since we're on the Angry Fan Show, let's be specific. Point your finger. Who doing what? And I'll tell you if it's right or wrong. Team Hami is cool. That's cool because they all from the same region. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's cool. You know, that's perfectly fine. I don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, they're all from the same region. I think it's weird if Midwest people click up with them. Yeah, I think it's weird.
Okay.
You know, I think that's totally weird.
So what about Daylight and Dot being Dot Mob?
Daylight fits with Dot Mob. Mm-hmm. And he's the only nigga from the West Coast right now who popping. You feel me? So I think Daylight did it.
Hey, is there anybody else on the West Coast?
Danny Myers.
I'm glad you just said that.
Danny Myers.
That's cool.
Nobody's on the magnitude of Daylight. Daylight told me, listen, I'm going to tell y'all right now, that boy crazy, but he ain't. Daylight told me a year and a half ago, he said, watch me. In a year, I'm going to be one of the biggest battle rappers in the world. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I believe
not
that.
For battling, though,
Herb. But not for battling, but the main objective is accomplished. He wants to be the biggest, one of the biggest rappers, and Daylight is known everywhere now. Whatever he had to do, he did it. You know what I'm saying? So in that regard, they like, without mine, that's cool. He uses the branding from Mook and Rex and got his shit rocking. That's genius, I think it's genius.
Yeah. I don't know.
So what about, all right, so you think SOMS is just foolish then?
I don't know. I don't really, you know, Khan is Hollywood, you know, so you take him out of the equation. Heartless, my nigga Heartless is a strip club fanatic. Just take him out the equation. What else is right there?
Yeah, you got Brits, you got...
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't call the crew if the biggest niggas ain't crew right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
And then Bricks was coming at Khan. Wasn't he talking about, you know, all that shit? That's not a crew no more. Y'all broke up. That's 5 heartbeats. Over. That shit over.
Verb, I saw a picture on your... Oh, yeah, Avi, you and Nipsey Hussle. What's good with that, though? Y'all doing music together or what?
Oh, no. I actually went to the studio with Nipsey. He did a record with one of my partners. And, you know, me and him was talking. And he knew I was. And I'm a diehard fan of what he was. So, you know, we linked up. And we probably going to do something. ASAP. So, you know, he a real nigga, though. I really fuck with him.
That's dope right there, yo.
Yeah.
Yes, so battle rap is really helping y'all move on to big adventures.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, my next thing is movies, man. You know, I got casted for a Tyler Perry thing. So, you know, my
what?
Next thing
what?
Is pro.
Tyler Perry?
Yeah, yeah, see, that's the kind of shit I do. You feel me? Like,
oh,
I feel what these niggas have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my next thing. You know, I go read from my script in May. So, you understand? All I got to do is be able to read. And, you know.
That's big right there.
Yeah, yeah. You know, see, I'm a different type of nigga, though.
Is that groundbreaking news?
Yeah, that's groundbreaking. Like, you understand? I mean, the opportunity itself, whether I get a role or not, the opportunity itself is through the roof.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So my thing is, you know,
yeah,
I'm in the acting
crazy.
Classes right now and shit like that. That's my new thing right now. You know what
yo,
I mean?
Yo, you know what? I respect that, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
I respect
but I'm
that.
Still gonna, but I'm still going to put a bullet in y'all boy head this weekend. So, you know.
Yo, so those acting classes, do they help you with that slave impersonation? Because... You know,
oh, no,
on.
That's all natural. That's all natural.
Can you do a impersonation right quick, please, my nigga?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah, you know what? You know what's crazy? I told myself no Swave impersonation. You know?
Oh, man.
I told myself that, you know. Like, you know,
really
hey, you know what's crazy? Let me ask you a question. What do y'all want to see me do with Swave? What do y'all want to see me do?
I want to see you do what you did against Hollow, or Splash a Hitman, or Splash a Hitman.
See, listen, let me say this to y'all. Let me say something. A lot of fans say shit like, I want the Verb that took this, or the Verb. Let me tell you something. Each one of these niggas get their own tailor-made box.
Check this out.
Ooh.
I want to see the Verb that battle SB. I'm not even going to
Listen, you're not going to see the Verb that battle SB, because the Verb that battle SB, that was a punching bag for me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
See what you got to understand?
Yo, I can't wait to see this Verb.
SB was a punching bag. So, you know, I look real good. Boom, bang, boom, bang, bang. That look real good because the bricks ain't in that. You know? You know what I'm saying? So then you got to think, when I ran into Hollow, I looked real good again, but that nigga was in back. You feel me?
Let me ask you one question about that battle. What do you think you did to Hollow? Was it one zip or was it two zip or was it 1-1 in your opinion?
Well, you know, me and Hollow, the reason why we didn't go three rounds is because he was just coming off the battle with Illmac, and it was a week before, you know.
I always wonder why the fuck y'all went two rounds.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of a lot of pressure to put on somebody. You got 6 days after, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that wasn't the case. So the idea was a sparring match, and then it just got real. But honestly, I think me and Hollow was probably a 1-1 event because Hollow was fighting, and he came to St. Louis to fight, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I really enjoy that. Like, the thing is, there is no, with battle shit, there's no win or loser. Like, you got to think, Wave 7 fans, regardless, if I don't slay him, they're going to say, Wave 1. My fans, if he does not slay me, which is virtually fucking possible, my fans are going to say, I won. That's
mm-hmm.
how that works.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, I mean, like, you know, like I said, I think with Wave, he hasn't seen nothing as dangerous as me ever. No, I have not seen him take an MC as dangerous as Verb. No, and I'm not even being on no.
No, I agree with that. I agree with
you
that.
Know what I'm
I told him that before, actually.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like the niggas he faced, they're not like me. You finna go in a ring with a nigga that got a lot of moves, also who's a thinker, who everything is strategically placed in a place for a reason. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you're not going in here with a rapper. You're going in here with a genius. You see what I mean? It's a different. Like, let me say something. Floyd Mayweather's a genius. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because watch Floyd Mayweather in fights. His first rounds, he just fill a nigga out.
Mm-hmm.
Feel you out.
Mm-hmm.
When he watches you, he sees how hard your shots are, how fast they're coming. He's not even trying to win the first round. But once he goes through that first round, he put hands on you the rest of the night. You know what I'm saying? That's a genius move. So the thing is, with Sway,
he
don't.
He plays defense.
Yeah, great defense. But let me say this too: Sway don't know what he's going to get from me because I have the ability to come out the gate with a chopper and put a bullet in his head. I have the ability to jab the fight and turn up as every second goes by. You know, there's a lot of things you got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you're going to get. You know, it's just a lot of different things. Like when I watch Sway. When I watch Sway, I can kind of feel his ability.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, so I can feel his ability. Mm. So, you know, Nevertheless, I'm really excited to see what this man has prepared for me. Because if he says something to me I already heard it before, I'm going to be disgusted.
He said he started writing for you after the Rosenberg War.
Yeah. But none of that shit doesn't matter. None of that shit doesn't matter because
you heard
No. Of course not. You think I have sex with beautiful women? You think I got time to hear what this nigga talking about? I gotta hear this nigga for 10 minutes already. Think I give a fuck? You know what I'm saying? I would listen to him then. You know what I'm saying? I listen to his bullshit then. Like right now, no. But you know, of course, he started writing after Rosenberg. Yeah, that's cool. It don't matter when you write if the shit ain't better than the nigga you seeing. Let me tell you something. I can write a verse right now for a record I'm gonna do with Jay now for December. He can write his shit in December and it's still gonna be better because Jay is better.
Yeah.
You feel me? Jay is magnificent. So the time doesn't matter. You have to first thing you gotta do. First problem is we're not in New York City, where they're not gonna overhype you at all. They're just not. In Chicago, they're not gonna overhype Swave. They're not. See, the thing is, Swave is mostly powerful in his region.
You think
so? What? You tell me where else he was good at?
He's never battled anywhere else though. I've only seen him in New York though.
Nah, he battled
in Disaster in Cali.
He battled in Detroit.
Okay, listen. He took Big Cannon in Detroit. Big Cannon wasn't even what he is now. Right?
That's true.
Okay, right. Okay, so listen. His power is there. See, the difference between me, I have battled in California, St. Louis, Detroit, Chicago, and New York City. I've battled in all them places. Every one of them places I have stopped rooms.
Yeah.
Every one of them places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a difference. So now you take him out of his element where they're not going to cheer and overhype anything he says. They're not. So now you have to take a lot of pressure because now you have to find a crafty way to come at me that's going to bother me, number one. Then you have to figure out how can you out-rap this nigga for 3 rounds.
Listen,
I'm a dangerous nigga, man. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, let me ask you a question. Do you think Swave is dangerous?
Listen, I think Sway. I can't tell you if he's dangerous or not because he's not in the ring with dangerous niggas.
Exactly, I feel you coming from with that.
Yeah. So we can't say how dangerous the nigga is if he's not dangerous. You know what I'm saying? I'm the first dangerous nigga he's gonna see. You know what I'm saying? Like you gotta think. Swave looks good against people that are timid, people that are. Anytime he's seen a MC that bucked up, he went in the house. Crazy. Like,
I didn't like him against Head Ice at all.
Okay, listen. Let's start there. He chased Head Ice, and he wasn't the same Swave, right? He wasn't the same Swave.
He couldn't bully Head Ice at all.
No, listen. And this is where niggas get it fucked up. Niggas can't bully me. I'm a pit bull. Niggas don't bully me. I don't go in the house. If a nigga rev up with me, I rev up back. That's a whole other thing. You see what I'm saying? I don't tuck my tail. You know what I'm saying? I do that thing. Like, this can't match what the fuck I'm going to do. So you got to think. Let's take this. Let's say he hunted Head Ice, and he wasn't Swave. I just saw him with Rosenberg, and he was not Swave.
No, he wasn't.
Me personally, I haven't seen him in Arch. But the word is, he was not Swave.
No, he wasn't.
Okay,
The only time that you look very, I'm not going to use the word uncomfortable, but this ain't the Ava that I was used to. You against Charlie Crisp. I don't know how you just... You didn't seem like yourself at all, though. You didn't give a fuck.
I'm going to say this, too. With Charlie, that was our first time in the biggest room. I was on the road, and I was exhausted. Like, that shit Nav told y'all, I'm not lying. I don't even like making excuses, because what happens, what happens. You know,
The thing is,
if they fooled me the whole time, I felt good just finishing my shit. But my nigga, we was there from 3. I didn't hit the stage at 12:45, nigga. I was exhausted. I threw up after the fight. I mean, after the battle, I threw up because, nigga, I was that hungry. You see what I'm saying? Like, no food. Only Red Bull and water. Like, that. When Mav say that shit is real.
I seen your blog before when you said that there was no food before. I seen a blog that you talked about no food at the venue. So I know you're not bullshit when you say that.
Yeah, because you got to think. We got up. Our drivers came and got us. For Summer Madness, they're like 1. So we got to the event round 2:33. So we had to go downstairs, shake everybody's hand. This is tiring. You know what I'm saying? And then we sat upstairs for hella and waited. And see, the thing is with the New York niggas, they could take their time getting there because of simple fact. Lawyers didn't get there down to 6:30, 7. You know what I'm saying? Because they can take their time. You know what I'm saying? So we just stuck. No food. It's like you got to think. You got just Red Bull and nothing in your stomach. So, of course, the human body, my energy ain't done. You know what I'm saying? And that's something I would love to do again. You know what I'm saying? But you can't cry over what happened. You got to get Charlie to win because regardless they boo me or not, because he won. Regardless, if they jump you, they jump you. It don't matter. They just won. Like, you got to get Rex to win versus me because he walked out with the money, regardless of what happened. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it works.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think you beat Rex?
That's not something that I can say. I can say I think it's hard to judge it once they start booing. Like, once they start booing, it sways the mind. You know,
niggas hate me for saying I think you got Rex, to be real with you.
But you know what? And that's possible. That's highly, because it wasn't like Rex was just through the roof good. He was at home, and they supported him.
They wasn't letting you leave New York City with a 10K, brother. You know that.
No, but you know what? It might have been better for me not to.
Right.
You understand? Like, because if I didn't, I was going to get robbed, stabbed, or some shit.
Some bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. I can see that shit coming a mile away. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because you got to think, if Diddy would have gave me $10,000, I was going to end up paying $2,000 or $3,000 to get me out the building. So now I'm down to $7,000. I'm going to break bread with his man, then we all going to eat. So now I'm down to $4,000. You know what I'm saying? it's like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, those are two battles that they don't haunt me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't haunt me at all. You know, because they just don't. Like, I've been privileged to take some of the best niggas in the world and hold my own. So I'm taking harder hits than Swave is. You see what I'm saying? Like, I watched all Swave material this week. I watched him. I was up one night, I just watched all his material. And I was just like, something missing.
He watched them niggas, though. He watched a couple niggas, though, Verb.
He watched a couple punks.
Oh, man.
You understand it, right?
YK, Shug, O-Red at the time.
You got to understand.
Mm-hmm.
In this shit, it's either you a pit bull or you're not. You feel
right.
me? You can't say, okay, I'm in the middle, I'm a Doberman Pinscher. No, pit bull or not. Pit bull or Chihuahua, which one are you? That's all it is.
I see, my nigga,
So all the pit bulls he had been in the ring with, you know, kinda. You know, I watched him versus Rosenberg, and that crowd, Rosenberg was going off. They didn't want to fuck with Rosenberg, but they had to.
They had to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had to. If Rosenberg wouldn't have choked, Rosenberg was on a roll. You feel me? Like, Rosenberg was talking that gangster shit to him. And now here's the thing. Does that make me take Swave any lesser? No. Because when a nigga get hit like that, you don't want to get hit like that again. This nigga's going to be good, y'all. Understand it. He's going to be good. But I'm going to be good, too. So we're going to see who good is better. That's what we're going to see.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because he's going to be good. It's not a second in my mind do I say this nigga weak and I'm not going to. No. He's been hit. He's been hit hard twice. Arsenal and Rosenberg, he don't want to get hit the third time. Because if he get killed by me, he's done.
You might have a point.
Yeah, he's done. If he kills me, I still get paid. So that's the difference. He kills me, I get paid again. And any other time, I want to get paid. That's the difference because of the work I put in and the MCs I faced. You see what I'm saying? That's how that works. But he's not going to kill me. One thing I can promise you.
Is that the best way for it to work, though?
No. It's wrong, Angry Fan. All this shit is wrong, okay? Let me say this to you. Everything I say is wrong. It's wrong. It's not true, okay? But we live in a world where it doesn't matter if it's wrong. Is it okay that niggas are wearing dresses? No, but for some reason it's okay because it just is. You know what I'm saying? But it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is wrong, you know? But one thing I can tell y'all was going to happen at this wave, he's going to say, that's a cold nigga in his mind and in his heart. He's going to say, that nigga is the truth. Watch. Because see, all that shit look easy when you're not in front of me. You see what I'm saying? Like, when Cody get in front of you, that's when you know it's real.
Yeah.
All that shit, everybody thinks they got the blueprint of how to come in verb. People don't understand. Mentally, I am fucked up, man. Y'all can't say nothing mentally to me that bothers me. Okay? Nothing. There's no creative way to come at me. There is no. People have tried so many ways. The most creative way to come at me was with X Factor in Chicago, and he did that stuff because of where we were.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Because of where we were, he made our own people make me feel like I'm slimy. That was cold.
Mm-hmm.
That can't happen again.
You're right.
Now here's the thing.
Yeah.
I found out a lot of strange shit about y'all Swave. See, here's the this is when the fun kicks in. That's where the fun kicks in. Because the thing about, one thing about New York MCs, this is one thing about them, they're jealous of each other.
Mm.
This is the fun part for me. So they might not necessarily care for me, but they're jealous of another nigga. Jealousy is a powerful move.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the greatest sins on the planet. But I found a lot of weird things. Will I use them? No one knows. Maybe not. You feel me? But niggas, one thing, I'm going to tell you two things that you have to stop doing in the battle rap. Stop rapping your rounds to niggas and stop telling, that's number one.
Yep.
Stop rapping around. Because there's a lot of niggas out here running their mouth. A lot of niggas run their mouth. I'm going to tell you right now. A lot of niggas get off the phone with you, run their mouth, and go back to the other niggas. There's a lot of that shit going on.
We just talked about it the other day with DNA against Young L. That's what happened to Young L when he found out what DNA was going on.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And people think Mickey told. Mickey didn't even tell. Mickey didn't even tell me. Somebody else told me.
Mm.
Somebody else snitched. So, right, I call Eel, strap up, this is what he's going to do. I admit. That's how that works. It's a lot of jealousy out here coming from their side of the world.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying? Like, see, we have a lot of jealousy, but it's with the new niggas, like the Pontiac niggas and shit like that. You feel me? That's where that shit come from.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to see us go down like they remotely have a chance.
I think Ill Will is after you, Verb.
Huh?
I think Ill Will is after you, son.
Yeah, that's cool, but I'm about to shoot his boss. Why the fuck would I shoot a nigga that works for me?
Oh, shit.
Like, you, first off, you can't hunt me if you work for a nigga. If you're going to hunt me, you ain't got to be a boss.
Stop asking it, nigga.
You see what I'm saying? You can't hunt me. I'm a king in my world. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, a fucking nigga who works for another nigga can't shoot at a king. You got to get through a whole bunch of niggas for me to even notice you're there. I'm about to shoot your boss. The nigga you work for, I'm about to shoot in his fucking face.
Damn.
Okay? Yeah. Therefore, why would I be worried about you?
Mm.
I don't give a fuck what he's hunting. I know he's hunting and helping him. It doesn't matter because I'm better than both of y'all. That's the problem.
Oh, man.
That shit don't fucking matter. I talk that shit and I back that shit. That's the difference. I'm going to talk that shit and I'm going to back it up. That's the scary part of me. Because what I tell you, I'm going to do. Because I pride myself in that. You see what I'm saying? So none of that shit don't matter. A nigga, all these niggas hunt me, take shots at me. All these niggas do that shit. I saw that pathetic being newborn taking shots at me. You got a disrespect.
Oh, man. Did you call him a pathetic being?
Yeah, a pathetic being. Quote that.
Damn.
Pathetic being, newborn. I was about to quote, it said a diss record, a verb, some big, I was trying to retweet it for the little guy, but I was like, no, nah, you're not. You feel me? Like, everybody wants a shot. Everybody wants to say what they can do. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. I was shot. Listen, let me tell you something. Just get to y'all TV, okay? Just get the pay-per-view. And watch the king work. Well, I'm telling you. I'm not telling y'all he's not going to be good. But Verb is very good, man. Okay? Know that. I'm not here to play. I'm not here to play. I respect him because he's getting on the stage. But I'm going to be able to tell y'all what kind of night I'm going to have within his first 45 seconds.
Yeah.
Trust me. Trust me. First 45 seconds going to tell me what kind of night I'm going to have with him. Not necessarily saying if he's real good, he's going to be real good. But I can size up a MC. I can size up a nigga. And I watch a nigga while he on stage, and I know when I got him.
Mm-hmm.
I know when that tank is empty. You feel me? Like, a lot of times people say shit, but they just want to meet me in person. That's all they want to do.
Man.
Like, listen. No, I'm not lying. Listen, when I got on stage with Adi Boom spilled water on himself. You see what I'm saying? It's like... The nigga you watch is standing in front of you. Adi Boom sipped his water and spilt that shit all down his chin and down his neck and shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? But this dude just, damn, this dude. That shit happens to a lot of people. You hear me?
Oh, bro, shit.
Let me ask you a question. Your young boy, Hitman Holla, is he really retiring, dog? Or that's just a bunch of bullshit, man.
Yeah, man, we tired of this shit. I'm booked for two battles that I have to do, which was Shoddy. Because I have to do that one. And Goods is something that I have to do because it's already. But I'm not doing this shit. I'm going to get in movies and be fucking actresses and shit like that. I'm not even responding to battle shit. Okay? That's how it works.
So you only got two more battles and that's it.
Yeah. That's how this goes. That's how this goes, man. Like, you can't do the same thing forever. The game is fucked up because all these weird niggas are in right now. Like, all these weird niggas is dead. The weird niggas that the fans let in is fucking up the money.
Hold on, Verb. How can you say that, my nigga? Because that's what started this whole angry fan shit. Was wow. not necessarily you, but the other top 10 niggas was letting us know they was getting so much money and they was choking. They didn't give a fuck. They was writing 2 days before the battle. What do you mean? Y'all niggas kind of got used to the money and stopped giving a fuck about battle rappers.
Like I said before, I can't speak for them because I don't do those type of things. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
when a nigga get me, I give him my 100%. You see what I'm saying? So therefore, you know, I can't answer that one. But what I can say is, it's too many weirdos in battle rap right now. A lot of weirdos.
What do you think about T-Rex retiring?
Rex can put in a lot of work. Like, we all are tired of this shit. It's no more money. We stole so much money, and these weird niggas going on stage for $450 and a room and shit like that. It's no for what? This shit is over. The game is done. The game is done. Trust me when I tell you. Ain't nobody.
You saying battle rap is done?
Listen, I'm talking about as far as from like making capital, generating money.
Okay, right.
That shit, that whole thing is over. And, it became over when the weirdos came in.
Who's the weirdos, bro? Give us some goddamn names, brother. Come on now.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let's start. Where do we start? After them shoes, the last normal person that came in was probably who? Let me think. Who's the last normal nigga? Well, this is what I say. The whole era of the JCs and Ill Will, all these people, they're weird.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But JC,
yeah,
hold on, Verb. JC had a battle of the year in 2012 with Chilla Jones, my dude.
Chilla Jones.
It was 60 people there.
That don't mean nothing. It was still a great battle.
Okay,
you
got
FB outside. They had a great battle outside with FB.
No, Verb. Hold up, Verb. You can't honestly sit here and tell me that the only battles that count are these million view battles and this.
No. There's a lot of good battles out. Please understand what I'm saying.
Right.
There's a lot of good battles out. Please understand that. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you know how easy it is to have a good battle with no janky microphones, 60 people in the room, no booing, no talking.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my face. The fuck out of you. Think they count?
Yep. That was the battle of the year.
Okay, listen. These niggas didn't even have microphones on, Angry Fan.
Bro, when you battle SB, you ain't have microphones.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it was outside in 10 degrees, and I was the first nigga that did that. You never seen the nigga that cool do what the fuck I did. No, you have not. That's what makes that special. So what I'm saying is this. When you battle and you got bad audio, it ruins the view. It ruins the battle. If you can't hear, it ruins it.
Man. JC and Chilla was classic, though, Verb. Come on.
Okay, listen. Okay, right. JC and Chilla is a good battle, okay?
Great battle.
It's a great battle. However y'all want to look at it, it's a great battle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, it's two fucking chihuahuas scratching. see, this is the shit I don't like to do. Y'all put me in these situations and make me say this type of shit. You see, like, I've been dealing with myself on a different level. I've been at peace and, you know, finding my chi and not fucking with people. But y'all make me say shit like that. I didn't want to say that. It just came out. But it's two chihuahuas scratching. What you mean? No, me and Hitman is a great battle.
Classic.
Me and Hitman is a great battle because it's a nail biter. There's not a boring second in that battle.
Nope.
You feel me?
I agree with
that. Listen, when you watch me and Hitman, you felt like you was there and you watching it on the screen like, ugh, can't miss a second. You know what I'm saying? You're not even answering the phone while it's going on when you watch it the first time. You know what I'm saying? So it's that type of feel. That's great.
Was that your most intense battle, Verb?
Yeah.
With little brother?
That was the most intense because
with your little bro?
Hitman was in the position to do the most damage to me.
Yeah, you've been around so long and shit, right?
Right. So if my little brother couldn't do the total damage, Sway can't do total damage to me. You feel me?
Mm.
Like, Hitman is in the most dangerous position, and I'm in the most dangerous position to him. But that's why it turned out great.
Jesus Christ.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So therefore, we have to judge great battle on a different scale. You know, that's great.
Like, yeah, I think Lux versus Calico, that's a great performance by Lux. Because we never seen somebody choke and come back and get busy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
a great performance. Lux versus Hollow is a great battle. Lux and Hollow, that's a great battle.
Who'd you have won in that battle?
To be honest with you, I'm dead in the middle on it. Because the thing is, I'm a 50-50 nigga. I'm with the bullshit, and then I'm not with the bullshit. You know, I'm not a nigga that's 70-30 or 80-10, you know. I don't have a clean background like a lot of these niggas. I've made mistakes. And then on the other side, I've still grown, and I carry myself differently. So I'm dead in the middle. I understand both their lingo.
Okay.
So for me, I'm dead in the middle with it.
I had Hollow 2-1.
Okay, a lot of people have Hollow 2-1. A lot of people do.
Majority is saying Hollow.
Yeah, a lot of people say Hollow, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, so majority always wins in these situations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yo, Verb, we got a lot of callers, man, that are calling in to talk to you. All right.
You know, that's what I do, man. That's what I do. Put them motherfuckers in.
We got 832-443.
Yo, what's up?
Jay, what's happening?
We're shaking, man. It's an outside boogie, Houston, Texas. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's my boy. What's up?
We're shaking. Shit. You know, I'm a Verb fan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right on.
And like me and my partner we just was talking probably like an hour ago, and I was telling him about this Swave battle, Swave good with Kingus. You know what I'm saying? And digging up a nigga background, basically making nigga look weak. What can he
say?
Hold on.
Not to cut you off, Northside. Let me say this to you. I'm good with the same shit. I just do it to way better niggas. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. What I'm saying is, what can he say that hasn't been seen? That's what I'm saying.
Listen, I'm truly looking forward to it. Listen, if Swave says one thing to me that I've heard, I'm going to be disgusted. Because you can't hunt me and tell me something I've already heard.
I done ordered the pay-per-view. I done dropped money up on it, everything. It's just like you said, he did a good job at building up the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah, y'all would. Big T and Big Cannon, the main event, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think that we're the most want to be seen battle on the card.
If they wasn't on the court, I think y'all definitely be a main event. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but you know it's in the shot, mm-hmm. so that works out good. But see, Swave is good. He does find a way. He does always find a way to question the character of a nigga. But how can you question the character of a nigga that keep his life on his sleeve?
I'm not
hiding shit from these niggas. I don't hide shit. I say what the fuck I want to do. I say and I tell these niggas whatever the fuck I want to do. So therefore, I'm not hiding shit. You can't pull a skeleton out of me. You can't. But I can do it to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. See, I can do it to you. I'm a nigga that don't give a fuck about nothing. So I'll say anything. And I'll show you anything. That's the difference. You know what I'm saying? But I can do this to you.
My next question. Okay, you versus Hitman.
Huh?
When you opened your round, when you said this disloyal bitch made fool ass punk, what the hell did you say after that?
I said this bitch made fool ass punk, this snake, this lizard. Ugh.
They just
screamed over.
That shit ran. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I really wanted to know what it was that you said after that.
A lot of people asked me that.
Yeah, you snapped when you did that shit, man.
You like
mm-hmm.
that, right?
Yeah, that was
kind of
crazy when you did that shit. It was like, damn, Hitman.
Okay, well, you know.
So, I mean, yeah,
But let me tell y'all something else. Nigga, Hitman had me on the edge of my seat, nigga. Because I know Hitman. I know how he prepares. So I figured in my mind, okay, if I can get through the first round with him, I'm smooth sailing.
Right.
That nigga wouldn't go away. That nigga was trying to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we looking at each other like, God damn, nigga, you still strapped? You know
yep.
what I'm saying? You
got to
extend,
though? Because, you know what's funny about Hitman, though? Usually he gives you that one round where it's fucking crazy, but his three rounds is – Hitman's best rounds is against you.
Yes.
Even though I got you in that battle.
Yes. Look, a lot of niggas' best shit is against me. You understand? I'm a fucking target. You know niggas bring the most craziest shit to me. Still to this day, the best first round I've heard thrown at me has been math.
Mm.
That nigga Math told me It's like Jay-Z versus Jada Pinkett Smith. It's I won't lose, but you fucking will.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I said, oh, no.
I disagree as a fan, but I see what you're saying, though.
You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
And, you said once I knock the verb out, the A needs to be buckling because A becomes gay when a G is in front of him. When I heard that, I said, oh, yeah, this nigga ain't playing with me. You know?
Okay.
I've seen heavyweight shots, man. This nigga ain't felt no shit like that yet, man. And I'm going to put blood in that mouth. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He don't know what it feel like. He's taking shots from niggas from lightweights. You know what I'm saying? He's a middle heavyweight taking shots with lightweights. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When he let me tell you something. Whatever line they go crazy over for me in that first round, that's when we gonna know what type of nigga we got. That's gonna be one of them body shots to say, yeah, I can punch very hard. Now I'm gonna do this all night long too. Okay, so we gotta rock.
This was it. I got you 2-1. You know what I'm saying? I got you 2-1 okay. In the battle. You feel me? How you feel about Good saying that y'all should pay homage? You know what I'm saying? Because they the reason y'all got on.
Let me say this to you. We all should pay homage to somewhere because Lux is the reason they got on. See, thing is, Lux is responsible for me, Good, Arch, Ice, Hitman, Remy, you know, all that whole, he's responsible for all that, you know? Good and them had lines there footage first, but they also told us, yeah, that they'll battle us. So in a sense, he's right because they did get an opportunity. But when we got out there, it was a whole other thing. But they did say, we'll take them. You feel me? Because they thought it was going to be a walk in the park and we're going to beat up on these St. Louis niggas. Wrong. That's not how it works. Okay, so in a sense, he's right. In a sense, he's right. You know what I'm saying? And let me say this. Good is great at what he do, too. I'm going to kick his ass, though. But Good is great.
So you got Good, you think, clearly?
No. See, Good. One thing about Good is, let me give y'all a little tip of mine. When I do this battle shit, I don't go in just right. The first thing I do is figure out, how do I want to do this? That might take weeks for me to think, how do I want to do this? With Good, you got to find a way how to do it. The boy's swag is through the roof.
Yeah.
He has an ability
to
downplay.
It's hard to be Good, man, for some reason, though. I noticed that, Verb.
Huh?
It's hard to be Good for some reason. I noticed that.
Well, this is another one of them situations. If he's at home, yeah. But he's only battled once on the road, and it didn't turn out right. So he's shooting 0% from the field on the road.
No, he beat Hitman in St. Louis.
Was he good?
He wasn't good, but that's the birth of Earl.
Okay, right. So listen, was he good in St. Louis? Let's just start that.
No, part. But your man, your young boy wasn't good either, though, Verb. Come on now.
Okay,
young
well,
boy choked
first
for like
off,
45 seconds.
Okay, well, listen. First off, that can happen. Number two, right. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Because that's not my, you know, that don't have nothing to do with me. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you know, that's just that. But
right.
That can happen. But Good wasn't as powerful. See, the thing is, a lot of these niggas ain't powerful on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You understand?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and to my knowledge, it's not supposed to be in New York City, you know. And if they switch that up, I'm not going on stage. So that's just that.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I'm just not going on stage. Switch that up.
Bro, niggas in New York fuck with you, man. You gotta stop that, though, Verb.
No. I'm gonna tell you why. Hold up, but let me say this to you. I'm not going to write and prepare and get ready for Good for them not to react to me or possibly boo me. No, I'm just not. That makes him look like a god at home again. No, I'm just not doing that. I'm not that type of guy. I work too hard at what I do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next call. Salute 832. We got, hold on one second. We got 631-608.
Yo, good, man. Snake Eyes, we good.
Snake Eyes.
Yo,
pop it, Ramo.
Yo, what up, y'all? Yo, Verb, what's good, bro?
What's up, homie?
Shit. Yo, now, man, I have to get a few things. Y'all definitely got all the underdogs sweeping the crown event, man. That's a fact. Like I got y'all boys going out there handling business. You
Wait. So we're the underdog?
Like, cause everybody jacking the swave, you know what I mean? Everybody caught up in the swave thing, you feel me? I honestly think you're gonna go handle that boy.
Okay, let me tell you something. I'm gonna tell you something right now. this is one thing I figured out. Now, this might sound weird, but today, this is what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to really sit back. Anytime you see somebody say they don't like me or Swave gonna kill me, it's one thing that I want you to look for. The most niggas that hate me the most are dark-skinned niggas. Now look. That might sound dumb to y'all, but I'm telling you, the dark niggas don't fuck with me. They don't. They just do not. They don't like what I represent. Change. They don't like that. Listen, do an examination for yourself. Just watch and tweet who all thinks Sway gonna beat Verb. Why any nigga that say Sway gonna kill him, click that nigga profile picture.
Nah, yo, without a question, I mean, Swave is definitely an honorable opponent. I think he's going to come. I just think, you know what I mean, you're going to edge him, you feel what I'm saying? But, yo, what Hitman got for clips, man? Hitman is playing with clips, man? Is Hitman playing?
Man, listen, this is Hitman.
Yo.
Y'all don't understand. See, this is one thing. A lot of people are saying, like, I see shit on Twitter where they saying, Big Cannon going to kill Big T. Swave going to beat me. Charlie going to kill Dude. And
I got Big T, too.
Here.
I got Big T and Young L winning.
Like, niggas are nuts. You feel me? They're really just wilding. You know, the thing is, people are tired of us, and they want to get their niggas in the position. Like, you know, it's ridiculous. They want to get their niggas in the position. So, you know, like, at the end of the day, Hitman is one of the great – Hitman performed better than Chris Brown. You understand? One thing about Hitman is, when Hitman start talking, niggas stop moving. We not worried about none of that. You feel me? Now,
yeah, it's
Charlie,
first round. That was crazy.
The Charlie of today is very good, though. Charlie is the most dangerous in the room rapper in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you watch him back, it's not nothing there. You know what I'm saying? But if in the room, oh, well, you'll swear he's going off.
Mm.
Yo, hey, Verb, like, on these PGs, man, don't you think these PGs should be having ciphers and shit, man, know what I mean? Marketing themselves a little better instead of worrying about getting a battle from Smack?
I think these niggas really need to...
These dudes ain't doing nothing, man. They ain't doing nothing, like, know what I mean? Y'all got ciphers and shit. We've seen you hollow and all y'all kicking it, chilling in the crib, magging.
Yeah, but
like,
these niggas ain't
these,
like us, though.
That's what I'm
first
trying
off,
to say, you know what I mean?
First off, I'm going to tell you this. First off, man, the hoes don't need to be fucking with these niggas.
Oh, man.
No, for real. Out of the PG niggas that the hoes fuck with, you got John John. John John the only nigga that's, look, let me tell you something about John John. John John is catching bodies on these bitches out here, okay? John John is the only nigga out there circle who is really fucking the bitches. Everybody else talk about rap all day long. You don't see no bitches tweeting these niggas like, hey, you don't see that shit. You got bitches tweeting like, yo, you got bars. Ugly ass queen of the ring bitches and shit like that. Man, that ain't gonna get you nowhere. No, I'm being real. Let me say something. The shit with all us, we was running trains on groupies. You feel me? A bitch get in a room with one nigga that sounds southern and an East Coast nigga the next 30 seconds. That's how shit was. We was doing that type of shit. These niggas ain't doing no shit like that. You don't see these niggas in normal parties around regular hoes that keep trying to fuck these ugly ass battle rap bitches. This is what kills me. These niggas ain't, y'all ain't even people.
Battle
rap makes up 10% of the world, probably. These niggas are, like, I don't see these niggas with no bitches. Let me tell y'all something. Tweet this. Hey, how many times have y'all seen Verb at a battle with a cold ass bitch? Yeah. How many times have we seen that? Some cold shit.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
That's
nigga fire.
Yo, Verb,
that,
yo,
man, that's all, though, man. I ain't really got too much, man. Hey, yo, Verb, man, yo, you speaking that real shit about these hoes, too, man. Real talk. Bitch acting for something. I was like, hell no. Real talk.
Yeah. You got to think. Think about the hoes. The hoes ain't even talking to these niggas.
Hey, yo, that's why I can, yo, as much as niggas hate you, Verb, I keep it real because you keep it 1,000, man. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm tuning in to the pay-per-view, man. I got to see, you know what I mean, how that's going to come out, man.
Listen, let me tell you something, bro. With I Wave, hoes was fucking hollow. They was fucking me, Hitman, Conceited, Ill, Arse, Good. Niggas was getting pussy. That's what made them bigger than life because the bad bitches was fucking with them. These niggas ain't fucking. I bet you these niggas ain't had over 20 sex partners. And I bet 16 came after they saw a pop.
This nigga said, Adi Boom spilled water on his chin, man. This nigga.
I'm not lying. It's on camera.
Yo, man.
So
if Norm falls in New York, it's over? You and Goods ain't going?
Oh, no, never.
Oh, man, that's a goodie, man. That's a goodie.
That wasn't what I signed up for. The deal was for it to be somewhere else, which I'm pretty sure that they will make that happen. Because if they don't, I'm just not doing it.
All right, so definitely, man. Yo, salute. Yo, Caps, you already know, bro. Angry Fan Movie, man. You in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yo, you already know.
You're
so
ready.
Salute, homie. Right,
you already.
So, Verb, you never battle in New York ever again?
Yeah, like PG niggas and shit, yeah. But not, like, no main event, nigga, no.
Okay.
Yeah, so y'all can sit up there and just be like, fuck that nigga. Nah.
No. No.
Yeah.
All right, we got 469-268. 469.
Last battle, I was sweating crazy. I'm hood. But that was a $300 shirt. That Burberry made that sweat look good. What's going on, man? This is Chuck from Goods the Fan Club. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Huh?
Chilling.
Burb.
Yo, what's up, man?
Not much, man. I'm excited about this Goods and Verb battle. Can we get a confirmation that it's going to go down?
Oh, that shit already been taken care of. As long as this shit is where it's supposed to go, that shit already taken care of.
Yeah, man. I'm sitting here. I'm listening to you on the call, man, and it just confirms everything that I think, man. I like that nigga Verb, but I don't like that nigga Verb, though, man.
Hey, listen. That's cool. That's perfectly fine. What color is your skin?
I'm black, man, but I ain't dark skinned.
There,
though,
there
you
go. There you go.
Yo, for real, though, man. Everybody looking forward to this, but I think what people really looking forward to is the pregame to it. Everybody want to see the vlogs. Everybody want to see it get back to having fun and making fun of each other and getting in there and giving the fans a full show, not just the bars, man. So I think Goods versus Verb really needs to happen, man.
Oh, no, it is going to happen. Like, and one thing about Goods is, one thing about Goods and Verb, they both got star power, which is gonna make it highly exciting. It don't matter what else is on that card. That's gonna be the most exciting thing. Just like with me and Rex, that was the most exciting thing to see. You feel me? So you know, that's because we were slandering each other. Very well.
Right. And I respect that because you know you're a professional. You know that this is just about making the battle bigger. You know, so when we come
that's
at
right.
you
that's
with
true.
The photoshops and all that shit,
huh?
It ain't about yeah, nothing. So. It's just to make. Just to make people laugh and get into it.
Hey, look, all fur and love and war. There you go. We ain't nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, please
already.
Tell me this battle's three rounds, fellas, right? Three rounds, not one round, right?
For who?
I mean, A-Verb and Goods.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, I just make it. You got to ask nowadays, goddamn this shit.
Oh, no. No one round with Goods. No,
man, I know Goods is excited about it, man. This is the first time and maybe the second time in his career where he'll be battling a nigga that outfit costs more than $13 together.
You know what? That's totally true. So that's not one thing I'm worried about with Good. You know, so you know.
Conceited the only nigga that came dressed properly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else.
You know what? Whew. You know what? One thing about Good, he got so much star presence. That's hard to match. But I can match it though. We gonna see how that goes. But right now, I'm not even thinking about it right now.
Right, so I got two my main goals in life right now. Two goals.
Uh-huh.
I got a mission in life right now. One is to make sure that I push Verb to say something to Goods that's going to get him motivated to get in there and really, really, really go at Verb in this battle. I need some locker room material.
Well, listen, let me say this. He's going to be geared up. He know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? So we don't got to charge him up. He know what type of nigga I am, and he know what I can do. Therefore, he's already charged up, trust me. Goods is already done right. He's been ready for it.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And I want to make this the best promoted battle ever before. Like I said, I want everybody talking about it, everybody getting ready to see it with the vlogs, the Twitters, and all of that, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
One last thing, though. I want to say Life is Good, the EP, is coming out. Be looking for it. Verb is not on it, so it's going to be crazy.
All right, there it go.
Oh, man.
Say no more. There
salute,
it go.
Man.
All right, I'll see y'all later, man. Y'all be good.
All right.
Salute,
all right,
bro.
All
right.
That's what it is.
All right, we got another one right here. We got 347-755. 347-755. You on?
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on, bro?
Yo, what's good?
What's good?
Yo, what's good?
So, Ferb, I got a question.
Yeah.
I feel like you're going to beat Swave, Shotty, and Good. I just got to know, what made you think you could beat Mook?
I could beat who?
Mook.
Mook.
What makes
Mook.
You think I could beat Mook?
Yeah.
Murder Mook.
Oh, because you can't. You know? It's kind of like, you know, that's kind of saying, like, you asking LeBron, like, what makes you think that you can't dunk on Dirk Nowitzki?
LeBron better than Dirk, though. Mook at the top, so Mook could be more like LeBron.
Okay. So did you like Mook's last performance? Talk to me. Let's talk about it.
He killed Solomon.
All right, but did you enjoy the performance? I'm just asking.
It was all right. I mean, y'all both was on the same card. He left for the dub, and you lost.
Oh, right. I lost for the dub. But which one's more exciting? Let me ask you.
Oh, it was your battle was more exciting because of Rex.
Oh, okay. There you go. Because of Rex. Okay, cool. So now here's my next question, if you don't mind. My next question is, no one walked out on me and Rex. You understand that?
Right? Ooh.
Why? Rex was...
Rex
didn't
what?
Put the money up. Didn't put the money up. Who's going to walk out?
Oh, no. They didn't walk out after our first rounds either. You understand that, right?
Why would they walk out after the first round? They didn't walk out after the first round either.
Ooh. Yeah, don't be silly now. I was there. You can't lie to me like I wasn't there.
Earlier you said something about why go after you about to shoot at his boss. So why go
about
after
to do
the
what?
Next line? Earlier you said you about to shoot at Swade. So why go after Ill Will, right?
Right.
So if Rex did you like that, what makes you think you could fuck with Mook? And that's the boss.
Rex them jumped me.
Oh, he jumped you.
Yeah, they jumped me. You good with that? Or does that give you stripes or something? How does that work with you?
I mean, do you feel you was going to win any of those rounds?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
You feel you was going to win any of those rounds, even without the crowd? Any round that you feel you won?
Well, if you watched our battle, our first round was very close, my man.
Yeah,
you
the first round was
and
close.
When the money, huh?
Yeah, the first round was close.
Okay, right. When the money went up, the bullying started, right?
And, bastard, you wasn't saying nothing good, though. Like, you had your little
moments,
but...
You know what? Listen. You're absolutely right, because I started the round using some of his shit, and they booed it. You understand it, right? They booed me on something of his that I said, so it wasn't anything good. You are absolutely fucking right. So they booed that shit. You understand it, right? My first eight bars were his. You understand it, right? It wasn't mine. I didn't write this shit. They booed his shit coming out of my mouth. You understand it, right?
And the third round, it just looked like you gave up. Like
you No. Let's go back to the second round. Let's go back to the second round. Let's talk about what you're talking about. I wasn't saying anything good. I said his lines first, so were they still good when Rex said them? How does that work?
His round was better than yours, even with that. So,
if they booed something that wasn't sounding good and I didn't write it, whose trash was it?
That might have been his trash that they booed.
Oh, okay. There you go then. Okay, so let's throw that round away. And what, you like the third round better?
Yes, third round was better too.
Okay, right. That's perfectly fine. Nothing wrong with that. You understand it? You know, this is an opinion. Nothing's wrong with that. That's perfectly fine. So our first rounds are close, in your opinion. Second round, you have to throw it away because they started booing his garbage, not mine, and you like the third round better. So what is that in your mind?
I gave him the second round, too, so...
Okay, right. Listen. If you gave him the second and third round, but our first rounds are close, for me being on the road and getting booed, that's fine with me. You do understand that, right?
Yeah, of course, you might take it as a dub because you was away.
Right, that's fine with me. That's perfect. I slept very well that night. Didn't have a headache or nothing.
But I think you think you could do that to Mook, though, in New York? Because if that happened with you...
I don't, right now I'm not even thinking about Mook right now. You know. I'm not thinking about what I can do to Mook. Mook's not in the radar of what I'm doing right now.
So, who your top five right now, without Mook and
in
Lux?
What?
That rap.
Huh? Top five bad rappers? You want me to give you a bias one, or what? How do you want this to work?
Nah, no bias one.
Well, there's a lot of people that I enjoy. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that I enjoy watching. You know what I'm saying? So, I can say that. You know, I'm fans of a few people. Like, I enjoy Big T's material. I enjoy, of course,
you know, I ain't got to say who is obvious who I enjoy, of course, but I enjoy Big T. I enjoy Watching Good. I enjoy Hollow. I enjoy Meth. I enjoy Tez. I enjoy a lot of niggas. A lot of niggas' product I really do like. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean like your favorite. I mean like your top five niggas doing it right now. If you had to choose top five. Other than yourself.
Well, the crazy part about life is choice, and I don't have to pick five. That's crazy. Like, you know, I don't have to do anything. You know, that's how that goes. Yeah. So.
All right, Colin. That's what it is. Tim.
Yeah.
One more, baby.
Yo, Verb, my bad. I want to get your official crown predictions, man. Can we do that?
Okay, cool. I will.
So we could start off with DNA and YK. We'll work up.
DNA, YK. Huh, interesting. I'm going to take Cannon. I'm going to take Cannon because I just am. it's not like it's something that I'm just, you know, dying to really watch, but I would take Cannon because, you know, I like Cannon's format a little better.
Can I ask you a question about DNA? Has DNA kind of slipped a little bit up to you within the last couple of years?
You know, to be honest, I don't really watch his material like that.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thing, and no knock to DNA, it's, I don't really watch his material. Like, I don't, the thing about DNA is he's just such a good kid to me. I can't really get into that shit. He's like the boy next door who shovels snow to me. I can't really, somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, the CP, y'all laughing, but I'm telling y'all, like, with him, I really can't get, because I'm grown, so I need to hear something I can relate to. I can't really relate to it. You know what I mean? So, you know, but he's still a top-tier nigga, though. Like, that ain't no question. Like,
what about YK?
What do you mean?
I mean, is YK, is he good to you? I mean, what do you think?
I think YK would be very dope if he broke that shit up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's rapid fire kind of like I am, but he doesn't break it up. You know what I'm saying? Like if YK sips some syrup, he'd probably be one of the greatest niggas because he'd slow down. You know what I'm saying? Because he plays so much cold shit, but he go right by you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what I think. I'm gonna take Cannon on that one.
Okay. We got D-Magic versus JC.
This is one of them kind of biased things. I think they're gonna have a good battle. Honestly, I think they're gonna have a good battle. I think when JC gets to going, he does get to going, and then Magic is gonna do him. Like, you know, I think that one is just gonna be a good show. That's just what I think.
Okay.
A lot of people have the Magic beating you for some strange reason. For the best in Lou. Beating you for the best in Lou.
What color are they?
See, I don't even know, but like dead ass serious, they were saying that shit in the groups and shit.
Yeah, but okay, so why? Listen, let me tell y'all something. I don't run from any match, man. No one has offered to pay me any money to do that. Okay, like the thing is this: once they book me, I show y'all what y'all want. You feel me? That's just how that goes, man. Like you know, I don't care what these people think. These people say, oh, no, they just like the new nigga, whoever's the newest. Like, the thing is, the battle rappers are like Jordans.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You don't think Magic was going to be a problem for you, though?
I think punchline-wise, he's going to be that. But I'm a very crafty nigga. That's the whole thing, you know. I think he's punchline-wise, he's going to ring off. That's just what it is. See, the thing is, these fans look at the battle rappers as Jordans. Like, whichever the latest Jordan that come out is the best one. And y'all forget that the Black and Red 3 is a classic. You feel me? Y'all forget. Y'all pick the Moon Color 9 or some shit like that. Like, woo, this lime green with the orange. True. It's the new shit. Yeah, that's how that shit works. You know what I'm saying? And people want me to go down. But they always want me to go down, but I just can't go down. That's just that.
Mm.
You know.
Okay. We got Young L versus Arsenal.
Ice pack.
Damn, yeah. That quick Verb. Come on now.
That's ice pack. Listen, man. Listen.
Ice pack been slipping, dog. Since Rex, man, he been slipping.
Okay, so is Swave. So that means he doesn't have the ability to do nothing magical.
But Swave has never been on Young Ill's level. Young Ill was in my top five at one time, Verb. Real
okay,
talk,
so,
son.
Okay, so when did he get out of the top five?
The JC battle, the Vic, or another nigga he battled. It's just been like
JC was cold.
Hmm?
JC was cold versus
Nah, he wasn't cold, nah. But JC got better battles after that.
Listen, first off, you have to, Ill automatically wins with JC because JC stole his everything. What do y'all mean? Like, this is what y'all don't understand. Like, what made us dope was we were original. Everybody sounded like something different. You know what I'm saying? JC watched Ill, took what he wanted, and created it and selling the same shit.
Well, Vern, like, let's keep it real, though. Ill has not been the same, though, son. Like, when he battled Surf, DNA, Rich Dollars, he hasn't been the same, though, fam. Come on, now.
Okay, listen.
I know that's your young boy, but...
Y'all still have yet to see a focused Ill yet. Okay, number one. Ill be doing all kind of other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's understandable, but that's Ill, though. That all the shit he done, the shit he's brought to the game gets erased?
No, not at all. No, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Hell no.
Okay.
But, Vern, right, it's like playing basketball. Like, okay, you had a good game 2 years ago, but we can't keep giving you passes, my nigga. Come on, now.
No, you're absolutely right.
What you did back in 2011.
And look, it's not like Arse ain't cold, you know, but Ill is my homeboy, just like he would play Circle beat me. You feel me? Like, it's not like Arse ain't cold and a professional and a master
right.
of his craft. He is. He's all those things. I've seen the boy. You feel me? So it's not like he's not that. You feel me? He's that. Mm. But, you know, I'm a ride with Ice Pack.
I feel you. Okay.
And I ain't heard none of Ice Pack material yet. So, you know.
Now,
that's a word.
Now we got A-Verb versus Slave 7. On that card.
I'm looking honestly. I'm going to say this would be a great show. I think you know one way or another somebody gonna be mad. You know it's just pretty. You know all the dark skinned niggas gonna be mad, tweet me, fuck you, or you know one of those things. You know what I'm saying? See, the thing is in battle rap, this is what happens with battle rap now. The nigga that looks like he has a little more than the other one is the one who loses. That's how this shit works. You know what I'm saying? It works like that. Whoever's the cleanest loses. That's how it works. You know what I'm saying? It's just clear to end, but no, I think it's going to be a good show. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. He's going to do what he's going to do, and we're going to see who do it better. That's just how it goes.
All right.
Then you go big. What you got?
We got Charlie Clips Hitman Holler.
That's the Hitman, man. That's Hitman.
You really think Hitman's going to beat Clips?
I don't.
I don't know, Verb. Come on, man. I think you kind of reaching, man. All right, he got Old Red. Okay, like, this is Charlie Clips.
Just a hit, man. Not to mention Old Red hunting me, too. Did we do that already?
Yeah.
I don't be feeling Old Red, but whatever.
Okay, Old Red hunting me.
But it was only, one round for, 3 minutes, 4 minutes?
Yeah, I did what Swave did in 3 minutes.
Mamu Makaba shit. No,
get it over with, get it in. And I had something nice, bad, and some red with a fat ass that night, too. You feel me? That's how that works.
Mm.
But Red is still one of the most dangerous niggas in the game and shit. So,
you think so, for real?
Huh?
You think so?
Red?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, listen, I put it like this. If it was $100,000 on the floor, and I had to pick 4 niggas that I don't usually rock with, Red would be one of them. 4 niggas that ain't from my city, Red would be one of them.
Who be the other 3?
The tough one. Red, I would take Hollow. Red. I take Hollow Red. I would take Hollow Red. Hollow Red. Charlie. And Goods, probably.
Okay.
Covered the ground, you know. I covered the ground.
Charlie's gonna be incredible with the freestyle in the room.
Good's gonna swag anybody he get in front of the death. Red is gonna go wild if he go wild, and then you know I'm just safe all over the board. I can do all that shit, so we'd be good with that lineup. You feel me?
All right, big T versus big.
Maybe math though. Maybe math too, because math.
What do you think about Math's new blog, Verb?
I ain't saw it, man. I'm detached from the world right now. I ain't saw nobody do nothing. I don't know shit about anything. The last thing I saw visually was Young Thug interview when he said he called his boys
Faves and Lovers. That was the last shit. I just turned that off. That was it for me. So I haven't seen anything else. You know, I'm not in touch with the battle world right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that Bonnie versus Trini just dropped.
Oh, how'd that go?
I didn't even see it yet. I mean, I just dropped a release on the air just now.
Verb, you follow Queen of the Ring?
Yeah, I follow them ugly bitches on Twitter.
yo, Verb.
Hold up.
Let's get the last one. Let's get Big T versus Big Cannon. Let's get the main event.
I think Cannon is cold, but I got Big T. That's Big T.
You got Big T over Cannon?
Nah, Mr. Chilaka Boo back? Is y'all niggas crazy?
Nah, we ain't fucking with that, though, Verb. See that?
Listen. Okay, answer this. Who has Cannon seen good as Big T? That's all let's talk numbers and statistics then. Who has Cannon got wrecked on good as Big T?
You know what?
He got wrecked on Red, the nigga that you bigged up, though. That was a good-ass battle, though. He got busy
Who has he got wrecked on? Who has he got busy on? I'm not saying Cannon not gonna hold his own. He is. Cannon is cold. I said in a blog a little while ago, Cannon is cold, bro. He's cold.
But who has Big T really caught wreck on, my nigga?
Exactly.
Big T has seen too many cold niggas. He's seen the Hitman, he's seen Hollow, he's seen Surf.
He's not catching wreck on these niggas.
Yeah, but see, listen, when a nigga is very good, you're not gonna smoke him. You only smoke them low level niggas. You see what I'm saying? See, for a nigga to be considered one of us, then he has to be smoking them niggas that play on his level. You see what I'm saying? If a nigga ain't good, you must smoke him. That's how that shit works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just what I think for a nigga, because we already sitting where we sitting. You know what I'm saying? And Cannon is cold, man. That nigga is cold. I love what he be doing. But
I think Cannon going to snap on Tito, Verb.
Listen, that's Big T. Big T is a fucking professional, man. He's a professional. Listen, what if all these niggas y'all picking to lose, all these niggas y'all picking to win because y'all want to see new faces win, they get killed. You understand? Big T has seen too much. He's seen too much. You got to go with the nigga that's more experienced, who's seen more dangerous faces. You have to. It's not the Cannon, but Cannon does not see niggas that good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think. What's Cannon last five battles? I don't know. I know he took Cider Boy.
Yeah,
but like
Cortez.
Cortez is cold. Cannon's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Did he kill Cortez?
Moneybag.
So now Moneybag's cold too.
I'm just saying.
Just throw it out there.
Oh, okay. Cool. Okay, cool. So. Okay, right. I see what you're saying. So he took. Cider Boy.
Money,
yeah, okay, he's not up there, so I have to go with the nigga that's more experienced. Like, come on, like, who takes the last shot? You know what I'm saying? Robert Horry or Jimmy Fredette? Robert Horry.
He said Jimmy Fredette.
No, look, Jimmy Fredette is in the league, and he's a sharpshooter. A dangerous sharpshooter. But if I got 3 seconds left, I'm going to the nigga that's
Big Shot Bob.
Huh?
No.
Okay. I'm going to the nigga. They can both play with me, and I'm going to say, you know what, Jimmer, you're on fire tonight. Fuck you. Rob, you're going to spot up and hit this shot. Because this is what you do. You've done this many times, right? This is no pressure. You're going to take a deep breath, square off, release the ball at the right point, and we ain't got to worry about none of that shit. I'm taking Big T. I don't know if it's going to be a slaughter, but I'm taking Big T, though.
I got you.
Because here's the thing. A lot of people want me to lose, Big T to lose, Hitman to lose. It don't matter, because they understand. What y'all got to understand is nothing changes. If Swave disappears me around on me and kills me, it doesn't change, because my phone is going to ring the next day for another match for more of the same money. You see what I'm saying? That's what happens. That's how this works.
Yeah, but you understand, though. See, y'all say that as rappers, battle rappers, it doesn't affect y'all money, but y'all got to look at it, and you might say, fuck the fans, whatever, that's cool. But to the fans now, we looking at, yo, dog, if you let Swave beat you badly, niggas will talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, I promise y'all this. Swave is not, if Swave pulls this off with me, he's not beating me badly, okay? The score will be 10-9. You see what I'm saying? I'm a dangerous motherfucker.
So for him to beat me, he has to be another Dane. He's at a level 13. You see what I'm saying? And I'm at a 10. And the score can be 10-9. There's no way possible he is going to beat me bad if that's the case.
Right.
It's more likely for me to smoke him than it is for him to smoke me.
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Show his slow time on everything. You feel me? You got what I'm saying? Like, the thing is, you don't even know what I'm on this time. One thing about me, let me ride my own dick for a second if y'all don't mind. Let me say this to you for a second. No pause. Listen, let me say this right quick. The thing about me is, here's one thing. I got a dangerous move that can't nobody do shit about.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's like when Mike turned his shoulder to you, and you knew he was fading away and sticking his tongue out, but you can't stop the shit. You can't dilute it. You can't do nothing. Because once I decide to do that, I go haywire. Okay?
Mm.
You know what I'm trying to tell you? I go haywire. I create. I put on a show. When I say that, it's a different ball game. And there's nothing you can do to stop the punch. Nothing. Because they're going to scream. They're going to scream. They're going to say, oh, my God, you hear that? Oh, shit. I have never got through a showtime. Never. I have never got through a showtime that gets stopped.
Yeah, that Elvis shit you did against Arsenal, Jesus Christ.
You gotta understand, they get stopped. These motherfuckers get stopped. And they say, save that one more time for me, please. Mm. Let me hear this one more motherfucking time. That's something you can't dodge. You can't dodge. So when I start doing that move, there's no getting off you. Like, I pit bull you. I lock on and I swing you left to right till I get tired.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's the difference. I have a fadeaway that I can use all game if I want to.
Mm.
Get that money down. Get the God. Man, I wish tomorrow was 30.
Verb, one thing we ask everybody to do when they come on Angry Fan Radio, man, give us some bars, my nigga.
For the haters, I'm most hated, but that's just how it goes. You can't make it to the promised land without the rocky road. I take it as a blessing. It's expected, I suppose. I get more money than y'all, and I hit all you niggas hoes. I've been around the globe in front, and I'm not accustomed to. I never let them see what I'm thinking, just like I'm supposed to do. Nigga, I don't fuck with you. I want to fuck you up, but you'll never know it where I use a smile for a substitute. Pete, you can lay down, robbed, or say, hollows hit you. You can never say a verb had a problem with you. A lot of niggas think they hard, but they fraud, and their methods have flaws. Meet 48 laws. Let's go. I'm from the hood, and I was taught by the OGs that real niggas don't do whole things. No strings attached. These niggas don't know how to act. 30, please. I ain't worried about that. See y'all Saturday.
My nigga. So tough.
Yo, man, we're going to see what's going on with you Saturday, man.
Huh?
I said we're going to see what's going on with you Saturday, man.
You got the pay-per-view, right? Go get the pay-per-view and get y'all money down. Get the pay-per-view. Get y'all money down. Watch my nigga Hitman get wrecked. Watch Cap get wrecked. Watch Ice Pack get wrecked. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Do you feel this shit?
I hear you, man.
I smell blood. You understand? See, the thing is, when a killer smell blood, he go get that. You understand? I want to bleed. I want Sway to put pressure on me so I can show this nigga what the fuck he won. You understand what I'm saying? Nigga hit me, I hit back. Hard. Let's go. I'm strapped. Let's roll. What you want to do, Sway? What you want to get into? Y'all want me to go first or him to go first? What y'all want? What you niggas want? What y'all want
Does
me
it matter
to
if you go first or not, bro?
Y'all want me to hop out, put a weight on a nigga chest or jab on the death and turn up later? What y'all want me to do? Do I go
bro,
first?
Does it matter if you go
first,
or not?
Does
what
it
matter?
I hear you.
I try to keep it real. That's why I let these niggas go first.
Mm.
You feel me? What do y'all want to do? Because see, it's one of two things. If I set the bar, then you got to match it. If you go, I get to counter it. You don't want me in any position. What y'all want to do?
Yo, Verb, man. One of my followers just said them bars is whack. My man, 315 Tox just said them bars is whack, Verb.
Is he dark skin or light skin?
He light skin.
He light skin?
Yeah, he light skin. He said the bars is whack. He said the bars is whack, my nigga.
He live with his mama. A lot of niggas don't want to hear the real shit.
Yo, Verb. Who's the top five prettiest females in Queen of the Ring?
Oh, That's a low ball. I can't even tell you that. like, this is a tough one. Y'all got Jeopardy music for me? Or how does this work? Because I never been put on the spot to ask a dangerous question like this. You feel me?
All right, how about this? I'll throw a name out there. You tell me your name.
Okay, how about this? You throw a name out there, and I tell you if I've seen her before and what I fucked.
Bonnie Godiva.
I definitely let Bonnie nod me and shit like that, too. See, the thing about Bonnie is like my little brother. You feel me?
Damn, this nigga, yo.
See, Bonnie is like, see, me and Bonnie are like Martin and Pam.
Okay.
You know? So, you know, she slanders me, I slander her, she takes shots at me, I tell her, get off the pull-ups. We go back and forth.
Oh, man. Okay. What about Jazz the Rapper?
Jazz the Rapper. See, Jazz, see, the thing is, I wouldn't fuck Jazz because I would make her bleed to death. She'd die. Because the thing is, Jazz a grown woman, and she ain't had no dick. You know what I'm saying? If I put this motherfucker in her, oh, it's a wrap. She's going to have a heart attack. I ain't going
Sarah
to scare her whole death.
Sarah Funeral.
See, Sarah's my little homeboy, too, but Sarah's probably one of the most targeted. You know, Sarah got a big booty and shit. So Sarah could probably get some dick, you know, if she wasn't a boy. Next one.
What about E-Hart?
E-Hart. E-Hart. yeah, shit, why not? YOLO. Shit, what's up? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I done worse. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. What's up? What's the next one?
Nah. Oh, Lord. Yo, Vern, man, thanks for coming on, man. We fucked with you heavy up here, my nigga.
What about Stargirl Lady Red, yo? Because she doesn't look, I don't know. How you feel about her, Stargirl Lady Red?
I hit that. Yeah, I definitely hit that. I would hit, but the only one I love Looney Divine. Like, I love her.
Yeah, Looney's nice.
You know what? I love her for a regular girl, because she just need a real nigga that's going to just, hey, baby, look, we finna weave this, put these heels on you, put this skirt on, and you don't say that much. That's all she needs. You feel me? That's all she needs. Like, she fuck with me, I change her life. You know what I'm saying? Hey, baby, look, first thing we're going to do, we're going to stop rapping. No rapping, okay? Short skirts and just smile, okay? Twirl your hair a little bit, wet your lips. That's all I need you to do. Daddy got the rest.
Hey, yo, bro, hold up, bro. What you think about 40 bars?
Oh, 40 gets dick. 40 gets 40? Dick. Yeah, 40 gets dick.
What about Couture?
Oh, I'm not familiar what she look like. What she look like?
Couture, she's dark skinned. She's from Connecticut.
Yeah, she got a fat ass with him?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, well, then, shit, there you go. Yeah, you told me she all right. That's the end of that shit. You know, I wouldn't. A lot of them I'm not familiar with because I don't put that kind of foolishness in my mind. A bunch of bitches talking gangster shit to each other. That shit makes my dick soft as hell. I'm not giving my date 15 minutes of time to hear some aggressive men. I'm just not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? It just don't make sense for me to hear the gas go and my niggas like all that shit. Nah, that ain't what I'm here for. You know, I'm telling you now. What them hoes need to do? They need to do some porn. That's what they need to do. They need to get caught on camera sucking one of these niggas' dicks. And like a basketball player, that puts some status on there. Like, I like the little bitty girl that was crying and shit. What's one that was crying? What's her name?
From Baltimore?
Yeah, it was like crying.
What the fuck was her name?
Like Petra or something.
I forgot her goddamn. The girl who lost in the battle of Miss Merck, she started crying and shit?
Yeah, she was crying. She pulled out some kind of picture and started crying. Like, all she needed is a real nigga, too. She just needed a nigga to stand her down. See, the thing is, a lot of these niggas be like, man, these bitches bad. Them bitches ain't. No, listen, let me tell you something. The bitch is only bad when she bad in a regular club with regular hoes. Now, is she bad for a rap bitch? I guess. You know what I'm saying? I guess. You know. Have you noticed, the St. Louis niggas, we don't do shit like that.
Okay.
You know, we don't we don't catch us up in the gossip with the girls hitting them and shit. We don't do that shit. You know, that's not our move. But they definitely need to, they definitely need to do some porn, suck a right nigga dick and shit like that, and then put some status on them.
Oh, man. Verb, man.
Look, y'all don't tell them that. Y'all need to, this is Angry Fan Radio. Y'all need to tell them the truth and say, listen, yo, Couture, I'm going to keep it real with you. You need to fatten your ass up and go suck some nigga's dick before you start writing these rounds. This is what you need to say. You know what I'm saying?
Because number one, we don't want to see that shit. The first girl that come out who look good, got a fat ass, who ain't talking no motherfucking gangsta gun shit, she's going to be a star.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what happens and shit. Like, I mean, I know most of them are gay and shit, and I understand that, but it's not marketable to put that shit in the forefront. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
That's what I think, but I'm glad they are pursuing their dreams and shit, though.
Hmm. Fur, man, yeah. Good luck on your battle on this weekend, my
for
brother.
Sure. Get to the tool. Cap gonna get busy.
Yeah, where you know, man.
All right, Joe.
Salute. Yo, Verb, hold up, Verb. Let me get a shout-out to the Angry Fan Movement for me.
Oh, yeah, man, shout-out to the Angry Fan Movement. This is the only movement right now where you can really express yourself and say if it's bullshit, it's bullshit. Speak your mind. Quit tucking y'all tails in and letting y'all girls put y'all on the couch. All right? Be men. Very.
Yo, appreciate it, Verb, man.
Yo, that motherfucker is the most entertaining nigga, yo. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
Yo, we gotta make sure we get 3 hours. We gotta do a 3 hour show. I don't care how we're gonna do
Verb
it.
Verb is a funny dude, man. I fuck with Verb, man. Funny nigga, man.
Yeah, yo.
Yo,
we didn't even ask him though. What do you guys think about him and Shoddy though?
Oh damn.
I completely forgot.
I don't think in the room Shoddy could be Verb. I don't think in the room he can.
You don't think so?
Mm-hmm.
Not in the room at all. That's going to have to be something we watch on cam, I think. Because I'm not, and no shot to Shoddy Horror, but that British accent is going to be hard when you got, like he said, when you got Showtime in front of him. That shit, I don't think we could break that battle down until we see that shit on camera.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you brothers feel about that, but
what's
that's just how I'm looking at it.
Where's the battle going to be at?
It's in L.A.
It's going to be in L.A.?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. A lot of people didn't like Verb's performance versus Disaster, I realized.
I didn't think it was that bad. It wasn't great, but I don't think it was that bad.
No, I didn't think so either, but a lot of people, like some people really had Disaster beating Verb, so, I mean, to each his own.
Right.
I had Verb winning, but a lot of people did say Disaster beating him, I realized.
Let me ask y'all a question.
You think
him getting 3-0 by Charlie Clips?
Yo,
not
saying
his resume.
Hold on. Who?
The chick. My homie. Miss Pack is her name. From Will the Illest off my Twitter, man. Her name is Miss Pack. Who Verb was talking about and shit. The one who was crying and shit.
Oh, okay.
But shit, man.
Yeah. Yo, Dre, what did you say?
Do y'all think that 3-0 that Charlie Clips did a Verb? Like I don't want to say put a big blemish on it on his resume, but in a way it did for me though. At one time, it was good to see him bounce back with Hitman, but for a minute though, after that battle with Charlie Clips, I had looked at A-Verb like, ugh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the nigga has some classics out here. He got classics.
Yeah, the only thing I mean, Verb resume is crazy. Like he only battled the top dudes. Like, I realized that shit from Jump Street about the nigga and shit. I seen him from first Young Mace, but after the SB, when you, like, really followed him, he was only battling top niggas and shit. Let me ask you a question. Let's hypothetically say Verb battled 10 no-name niggas, you know what I'm saying? And he has decent battles with him. Yet you got JC over here battling 25 no name niggas and he's winning them clearly. I mean, whose resume is better?
Verb.
You still think Verb is better?
Mm-hmm.
Quantity over quantity, right?
Because I'm a sports nigga, so I don't wanna see LeBron posting up some nigga that's 6'1". You know what I mean? He's 6'9". You see what I'm saying? I wanna see you battle top dogs. Like I really wanna see, I think Verb, before he retires, him and Mook need to get it in, man.
So I want to see that, too. I'm not even going for it.
Yeah.
I really want to see that back then. But you know what I'm saying? But it didn't happen for whatever reason and shit. I want to see it. Well, you know, matter of fact, we heard Mook speak on that. He said, Verb, we didn't even bring that up. We should have had this nigga on for like 3 hours, B. That nigga Verb crazy, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about saying Young Ill's in a 3-0 R?
I'm not co-signing that.
No, me neither. We got to see that to believe it. We got to see that. I'm going to tell you now, the L that battle Kayshawn was getting better, but I don't know if he's going to be us, man. That might be a little reach for me right there. So,
Caps,
man,
you said it. Yo. You said it the best. We never going to see the young L that battles Suge. I don't believe we are. I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong.
Yo, why don't we keep it real? We're actually living off of that young L also, man. I understand niggas like young L versus, you know, Rich and DNA, but there was no young L like the one that battled Surf. And a lot of people are actually living off of that shit. I don't know about you niggas, but I still watch this nigga from that battle.
I love that battle.
That's his number one battle right there.
I agree. I agree.
Let me ask you a question. Yo, what's Verb number one battle?
Hitman.
Hitman?
I think so.
What do you think?
His little brother.
It has to be. It has to be. The history, everything behind it.
In St. Louis?
In St. Louis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about Arsenal?
Nah.
No. I'm asking you, what's Arsenal's...
Arsenal's best battle. Wow.
Arsenal's biggest battle.
Conceited?
That's a good one.
Conceited?
I would say Hitman, but he didn't win against Hitman. But...
Arsenal.
He did beat Hollow the Don. That was a big win in Fight Club.
Yeah, that was. But wasn't that some last-second type shit?
Yeah, that's some last-second shit, though. Who's Arsenal really beat? Let me shut up.
That's a good question. I mean, he had a couple of ones in the Lions, then.
Yeah.
Arsenal's biggest battle. I really don't fucking know.
Conceded to me.
It's either going to be conceded or it's going to be hollow.
Yeah, it
has to be.
And we're not just going by views, right? This isn't views. This is...
Nah, I ain't going off views. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have a computer in front of me to see the view. I'm going off what was talked about, maybe battles that I've watched numerous times. You know what I mean?
I would say conceded.
Khan, right? Yeah, me too. I would say Khan, too.
Yeah.
That was his last, I think that was a classic battle.
Him and Khan?
Yeah.
That was a dope battle.
That was a dope-ass battle.
Yeah, it was a classic battle. That shit flew to the million views.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about him and Shotty?
Hey, let me ask you a question. Why do these dudes you guys on Twitter be bugging? Y'all dead ass seriously be like, giving me your numbers now, knowing we got 3 minutes left on air. Like, I don't know, man. We gotta work something out for you niggas, man. I'll be trying to get you niggas on real shit.
But let me ask y'all a question. Do to be a top 10 and be that dude, you need to at least have 2 classics under your belt, though, right?
But you know,
at least 2?
You know,
at least
it's
2?
It's so hard to label something a classic nowadays. Because everybody thinks different things are classics.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. Is Conceited versus Surf a classic?
Not to me. Heavy replay value, but not a classic.
Timbo?
Conceited versus who?
Versus Surf.
I call that a classic, to be honest.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Mm. I call that a classic, yeah.
All right. What about Math and Verb?
Ooh. I wouldn't call it a classic, but damn, that shit got heavy replay value, though. I watched that shit mad times. I got Verb winning that shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't call it a classic.
You wouldn't?
No.
Don't battle, though.
What about Did and DNA?
Classic.
I didn't really like classic. The round, to be honest with you. You know what? I didn't like the third round.
It wasn't bad, though, but their first 2 rounds were just fucking, like, Jesus Christ.
Yo,
my Lord.
I'm not even going to front. I gave it to DNA winning the second and the third. After this is first, I deadass seriously thought DNA was going to lose that shit.
Mm-hmm. I like DNA's first 2, though.
Oh, shit. We have 1 minute left, man. Damn. We need about 3 hours on this bitch.
We have 3 hours next time, Verb on. I don't care how we're going to do it. We're going to do it. You guys already know, man. I'm giving the links out, twitter.com/top battle rap, twitter.com/angryfan007, Twitter.com/3Letterman. Watch Cass's blog, all the recaps. Like we know you guys watch that. YouTube.com/AngryFan007. All the episodes are going to be uploaded. This is going to be uploaded tomorrow. Promise you that. YouTube.com/AngryFansRadio. Fellas?
Yo, it's your boy, AngryFan007, man. Fuck with me. Shout out to the whole AngryFan007, man.
Boy, 3-letter man, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Radio, Angry Fan Movement. You already know, man.
You heard it. Peace.
Peace.